Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him, who hear him out, who receive his words. Whenever we receive the words of God, we give our lives a chance to succeed in a greater way. It's the wisdom of God that makes the difference that we need. As we hear him out and do the things that's in his heart. See, when the Lord's heart is towards you, he's not against us. He's for us. And he helps us win. Jesus said that he came to give us life, and that more abundantly. It is truly God's will for us to have his kind of success. And he was that way from the beginning. And forever, there is no end to God. But at the end of our age, we'll find him doing the same things he did in the beginning. He set us up to succeed and not fail. But when men deviate, that's where their poverty and their problems come from. So many people are confused against God. In their thoughts, they wonder why. If God loves everybody, why are things so bad in the world? Well, things are bad in the world because people are so disobedient in the world. When God told Adam not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what did Adam do? He did exactly what God told him not to do. So you can trace all your problems back to that. That's how sin got in the world, and it wasn't supposed to get in the world. God didn't want sin in the world. He hates sin. But all is not lost because Jesus is coming again. Jesus came to redeem us. He came and he redeemed. He came before. He's been on the earth before. He redeemed us. He died for us. He rose again. He's going to come back and take us with him. And he's going to meet us in the air. Judge the world. Then the second coming is when he come back to earth. But at the rapture, he takes us with him so he can judge the earth. Now, the Lord loves his people and he has great information for us. But it won't do us any good unless we don't receive it. Now, I've been talking about the Word of God and how some people treat the Word of God like a book. Books, you read it and you get knowledge and that's it. Sometimes inspiration. Sometimes it will entertain you. A regular book. People read novels for entertainment. They read textbooks for information. They read math books to learn math. They read English books to understand and learn English. Well, the Word of God, if you just think you can read it and get knowledge and close the book and you got the knowledge, that's not the way it works. The Word of God is alive. Alive. The Word of God is God. The written word of God is just as much God as God. And if you receive what he's saying in your heart, it will work. See, the Holy Spirit is real. The word of God is alive. When you read it, that's how life gets into you. The reason that the word of God charges your heart is because it's life. You're handling the life of God. You're receiving the life of God through the written word of God. In every scripture that you read, the more it gets in your heart, the more life you'll have by it. And you can literally prosper because of it. Now, when I first read the scripture, "Be anxious for nothing," found in Philippians chapter 4, it amazed me. That was a strange concept to me at the time I first read it. Now, I had read it before, but one day I read it and I focused on it. And I said, that's a strange scripture. Be anxious for nothing. That was a strange concept to me. And once I read it, I continued to read it and I continued to receive it. And I continued to read it, and I continued to receive it. And eventually I started reading it and praying it. I didn't just read it, I prayed it as I read it, as I read it. And also I would confess it. I would read it, and then I read it again, praying it, then I read it again, confessing it. And I even said other prayers with it. I asked the Lord to teach me how to do that scripture. And then I started saying, I will be anxious for nothing. I made it personal. Now all this went on for about 30 days. This is why I tell people the word charges your heart. But this is not the only reason I tell people the word charges your heart. I learned these principles over time. But the more I said it and the more I read, that word got in my heart. And it became life to me. A new ability was noticed. I received a new ability. When things went wrong, I could keep a cool head. I could stay in a relaxed state. And when you're in a peaceful, relaxed state, you can think. And instead of flying off the handle or saying something I shouldn't or acting out when the enemy try to push my buttons, the fact that I can be anxious for nothing, I could be settled no matter what happened. And I could remain at peace. And I could be patient. It gave me all those gifts. And then, while I'm in patience and peace, and I know something happened that's unfavorable, I can pray. I don't feel like I lost everything. Nothing's really lost in the kingdom of God. Even the things that are stolen can be regained. Nothing's lost in the kingdom. So when things would go wrong, which they did, because we get persecuted, and also because we're in this world, and in this world things go wrong. Even when you do everything right, that doesn't mean that it'll go right. Unfavorable things can happen. But because I had taken time to put that word in my heart, I was able to be not only at peace and have joy, I was still free in my heart. And the things that go wrong didn't have a grip on me anymore from that time. And instead of fussing or speaking out of anger, I would calm down and I would do things biblically. And sometimes it amazed people. Sometimes it amazed me. And I was enjoying the peace that surpasses my understanding. And then as I got used to it, I enjoyed a peace that surpassed other people's understanding. Sometimes people think you don't care. And that doesn't mean you don't care, you're just not anxious. If you don't worry, some people interpret that as if you don't love them, or you don't care about them, or you don't care what happened to them. But I told my son, I'm not going to ever worry about you, because I don't have to. I love you. And instead of worrying, I pray. I said, well, if I worry about you, it won't help. It won't change anything. All worry will do for you is reduce the strength you already got. And the enemy will use worry as a weapon. Now, I learned not to worry listening to Reverend Rice at Mount Moriah Methodist Church in Avondale. He ministered on worry in a way that nobody else ever did. And he explained how you don't, and I wasn't, I mean, if I was a Christian in those days, I was barely saved. I mean, I was just getting in the door. And I can't remember whether I was a Christian yet or not, but I heard him preach that message and I remembered. But later on, a word stays alive. The word is alive. I had heard that word, and years after that, I learned that I don't have to worry. And when I read the word, be anxious for nothing, Then I worked on it. I had something to combat worry with. And in a pressing situation, I just say, well, I'll be anxious. I am anxious over nothing. I will not be anxious over this problem. And I've had some doozies. I've had all kind of problems. And I stay in the peace of God. I learned to do that. Some people quit their business because of some of situation that happened. Not only do they get anxious, they do something drastic. Some people divorce people because they get anxious. And they can't see a way out. They can't see an end to their problem. And they make drastic decisions. Some people, a lot of college students, when things go south, they change their major. You know how serious that is? When you change your major, you're throwing away thousands of dollars. Those classes and the books cost so much money. And now you can't use that information because one thing happened that you didn't like, and now you're going to change your major. You know, if you're at peace, you can judge things better. And you can put greater thought in your life and what you're going to be doing. You know, I've heard about a nurse, a lady that was taking nursing. And she was doing fine until they went into the cadaver room. A cadaver's a dead body. That's people who donate their bodies to science so people can study their bodies. And the scientists do all kind of things. They allow the children to cut your body open and see how it's made. And when she saw blood, that was it. She didn't want to have anything to do with being a nurse. She didn't like the sight of blood. And she was into it for a while. I don't know how far she got into her classes, but the classes she took cost pretty good. And the books to go with it, that's hundreds of dollars, if not thousands. What I'm saying is, when you consider a career, it's a good thing to do a background check. Go places where nurses are. Spend a day at a hospital just watching what they actively do every day. And ask yourself, is this the life I want? Or if you want to be a mechanic, just hang out at a shop one day. A lot of people get out of school thinking one way, and then they get into the real work field, and it's different. When I first became a mechanic, you know, in the sweltering heat, that's a miserable job. And in the bitter cold, it's even more miserable. But, you know, it's expensive to heat up a huge garage, and it's very expensive to cool one down. And work in cars, they take a long. It's not like fixing a washing machine in the comfort of a home somewhere. That's a part of it. Sometimes I would fix them outside, and I enjoyed it, even though it was bitter cold or sweltering heat. And I learned to get up early in the morning before the sun come up and do most of my work. And I still do that. Being older, it's harder to get out of bed. And one year I bought a brand new mattress and that thing's so comfortable. It was very difficult to get out of bed. But when you get older, you need more sleep anyway. These are things you got to think about. A career, what you'll be doing, how you'll love it. When you're not anxious, you can judge things greater in a better way. Everything has its own cost. Everything has its own situations. But the ability to be anxious over nothing, I found it to be a treasure given by the Word of God. See, the knowledge of God is where we get our faith. Now, we believe God. Faith begins where the Word of God is known. Kenneth Hagin said, and then Pastor Jackson, that's the first person I heard it was Pastor Jackson. But that's a true statement. Faith begins where the Word of God is known. The Word of God is alive. It's just as alive as God, and it's just as powerful. And Jesus said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured back to you. It's not, don't think of it as just a book you read and then you forget about it. No, it's life. You receive it so you can live by it. And when you live by it, it works. And it always will. It's always fresh. It's always ready to operate in your life. To those who measure it in a greater way, it'll work in a greater way to you. Now, every part of God's word, just like learning to be anxious over nothing or for no reason, to be anxious for nothing was a big deal in my life. And it blessed me with great benefits. So is every scripture that pertain to life and godliness. And there are scriptures that just give information of your enemy. Sometimes the word of God will tell you what Satan said. Now, with that, you have to believe his position, that he's against us. And he's against everything that pertains to life. He's against God and everything that pertains to life. That's an enemy to Satan. And when the word of God gives us information, we have faith for that so that we can judge our enemy correctly. Because he makes himself look good and he's bad. Every charge of the word of God gives you another advantage that you never had before. And the more you take time and learn, the more you're going to have in your life. Now, the way we measure it is measured back to us. If we make the failure mistake of measuring small, it'll be measured small in our lives. It's better than nothing. But if whatever we measure big, will be measured big in our lives. And the Word of God will do great things. Now, that was a man who had, I talked about how he, I heard his testimony on Christian TV. I think it was TCT. But he finished college and went through 9 jobs in 1 year. And he was down about it. And he told a friend how he wasn't succeeding in his field. And his friend suggested that he read the Proverbs every day, the book of Proverbs. Just read it every day and live by it. And that same man, within a matter of months, had a thriving business. He became a multimillionaire because he used the principles of God, and he obviously measured them big. Everything he was receiving, he received it in a greater way. See, you have to receive the word of God for it to do great things in your life. And you're not only just trying to encourage yourself. You're not just reading the word of God for strength and encouragement. That's one of the first fruits. But the life builds you up. And it enables you to have war, enough fight in you to have to win war. The word of God will help you understand all the steps to take to win a natural war against the enemy and not let the enemy work against your life. So no matter what Satan do, when he throw his best, or which is really his worst, against us, we can always bounce back and thrive in this life. No matter what his will is and how far he sets himself against Jesus and us. And for the record, he's not more powerful than Jesus. Jesus is God. Satan was an angel. He's thoroughly outclassed by the man Jesus. And I say the man Jesus because Jesus Christ became a man, and he always will be. He's God and he's also man. And he reunited us with the Father, and what he did worked in our lives. Now, as we go forward believing him, taking him at his word, we can enjoy the progress of life as well. God loves us, folks. He loves us and he cherishes us, and he's going to come back and take us home All that God has given us is to be a blessing. And everything that He's done for in our lives, we need to appreciate and use the things of God. We need to stay encouraged. And the people that are in our lives, people we love, people we care about, situations we need and desire, we need to take time and secure our people through prayer and through and pray for our greatest needs. But that's not all that prayer is about. Pray about the things you know about, but worship God and receive instruction so that all the necessary things can be done, so that people can know Him and go forward. The Lord our God will return very soon. And we need to know what we can do in Him. As we go forward doing these things of God, we're going to find out that life is a lot better. You can keep all of your dreams alive, but let all the dead things go. Get all the chaff away from your life. Anything that's causing problems in your life can be resolved as we receive God's instruction, His mighty word, which is towards us. Receiving God's word is key. Loving God's word is first. And you can't love it just like anybody else. If you don't spend time with them, you're going to stop getting to know them, and they become like a stranger. And the Lord our God never needs to become a stranger to us. We need to be familiar with Him and never be separated against His word, but always abound with thanksgiving. The abundant life that Jesus talks about is attainable. It's attainable. We can receive it. We can have it. The Lord loves us. And it's His good pleasure to give us the whole entire kingdom. Now, the point to all this is this. Some of you know the Lord. You've been walking with Him. You've heard Him talk. You've been taught by Him. You've been blessed by Him. You've had miracles happen in your life. But sometimes people don't know these things. They don't know that the Word of God will charge your heart. And you'll be set. You'll be ready to operate in the world and yet not become a part of the world. You'll be able to have resilience against the problems of this world and the negativity. The Word of God will give you strength and power at your will. You'll be able to govern by the Word of God, and you'll have strength so that when people say things about you or do things against you, you can not only continue to succeed, but you'll pray for them and be a blessing to them. Your love will become stable to them, towards them. And if you can be at peace and not be anxious for things when things go wrong, when things surprise you. One scripture said, be not afraid of sudden fear. See, I studied all these scriptures and got them deep in my heart, because all these kind of things happen. And when the enemy set you up for failure and attack you in surprising ways, you'll be ready for battle. And not only will you succeed anyway, you will be a blessing. And it's so outstanding that other people will want in on what you're doing. Now, I want people to know that they can have a relationship. Rogue religions, they don't teach about a relationship. They don't expect to have a living, thriving relationship with God. And I know sometimes people of other religions will happen to hear these broadcasts. But I want you to know, in real time, you're missing out. The Lord talks to his people. Jesus Christ bridged the gap. And we can learn from the Lord. The Word of God is alive. It's not a dead book like every other religion is. Well, you don't sound politically correct. I'm not a president. I'm not a politician. And I'm not a scoundrel prophet. I'm not like the people who tried to bribe Isaiah and Jeremiah, asking them to preach smooth things and forget about God. People would pay you millions of dollars to do that. But this preacher is not bought. And I don't want anybody's money under false pretense. I'd rather for them to just keep it. A lot of ministries, a lot of people set their ministries up as a finance campaign. I don't campaign. I'm not begging for money and I'm not broke. This is too important for that. I preach the life of God every which way I can. Some people have millions of dollars and they're on TV, but they feel like they have to compromise and beg for money. I will not do that. If God blessed me to do something, I'll do it. I'll work for it. I'll put in. I'll receive help, but I'm not going to beg for it. And I'm not going to do compromising things to get finances when all I have to do is pray. I tell the Father my needs and I do what he give me to do. And I don't have to worry about it. I don't even think about it. My day is, in my everyday, I concern myself every day with what my Father wants me to do, what he wants me to teach, and I concern myself with that. And I count on him to open doors and cause people to hear these messages. And I'm doing it at his will, so I know he's doing his part. He loves people. If he got Jonah to Nineveh, he did all kind of miracles to get Jonah to the place where he needed to preach. And Jonah's message was very effective and the whole country survived. And God was thoroughly happy with his work. Though he wasn't pleased with Jonah's attitude, he was able to secure a whole nation from being destroyed, even though they were evil. And I know I'm not against any person. Understand, I talk about cold religion and rogue religions and every religion that's not of Jesus Christ. Because it is of Satan. And I know this. It can't be both ways. Jesus said, anybody that try to go around me to get to the Father is the same as a thief and a robber. So is every religion and every persuasion of men, the scientific persuasion, the atheist agenda. And every religion known to man is wrong. Except for man believing on Jesus Christ as their Savior. From there, you can begin to learn God. You'll be able to receive life. And most people I know would want it. But there are so many devils in their campaigns turning people away and against God. And the people that are being turned from God don't know what they're being turned away from. They don't know what they're being channeled away from. But because of their love for the world, they're seduced and trapped. But a good anointing will break the yoke so they can see clearly and get out of the danger that they're already and apparently in. Now, because I receive the word of God, I can see your danger. I can see your problem. And I know it. And I understand it. I felt it before. I know what it's like to be disconnected from God. And I know what it's like to receive God in your heart. And I know what it's like to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing. And it's a blessing to walk with the Lord. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.